Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Hey, trivia nerds, welcome in to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is our only reward. I am your host, Andy. We've got all four of the crew here in the house. Brian, it's your episode tonight, brother. You ready for this one?
Yeah, ready to do it.
How long have you been workshopping this one in your head? Is it recent or you've been thinking
on it? It's been going a little while, and yeah, I'm ready now.
Cool. All right. To your right, we have K-Ray over there. How's it going tonight?
It's going, man. It's going.
Yeah.
Okay. Living life.
Yeah. Feel good?
L-I-V-I-N.
Okay. Dr. Scott.
Yes, sir.
Did you have a nice day today?
Sure. Why not?
Were you excited to see your idiot friends this evening?
We use the word friend loosely. I think we're business partners at this point. We're blood. It's we're blood.
Theory. Well, yeah, you. Acquaintance. Okay.
I'm stuck with Brian, but the rest of you.
Ah, that other voice you hear is we're Nicholas. Blood. Hey, buddy.
Brothers can't be friends. I don't like you.
Oh, man. We're in a funky mood tonight.
Sure. Wasn't Scott under a hood today?
Yeah.
I was working on the carburetor.
Checking the battery fluid.
The rotary gooter.
I'm pretty sure he's checking the blinker fluid.
Now you're talking.
Andy, I'm going to regret this, but how are you doing tonight?
Hey, I appreciate you asking. Let me tell you all about it,
okay.
By the way.
Okay.
Radio edit.
Right. Fast forward button.
Fast forward. That's right. No, I'm great. I'm excited. I missed last week, so, you know, this is my fault. I was out of town, but glad to be back tonight. All right. We got a question of the week that was submitted from a fan that went by the name of Marmalade. I like Marmalade.
Lady?
It's not
Marmalade?
Quite. Didn't say Lady Marmalade or Orange for that matter. I don't know if there's any other marmalades other than Orange.
Oh, I don't know.
No.
Couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Mind blown.
Brian's getting impatient.
Yes.
Just ask the question. We got to get to Brian.
Right. All right.
He's like a toddler. Okay. I want to do it now.
Ooh, squirrel.
I want to imp and loop and now.
Yeah. Ooh, mini trucker magazine.
Mom.
Great segment. All right. What are your thoughts on 80s movies? Man, this has got to stir something up in your soul. Now, it seems like the question specifically states, it seems like they either age like milk or they age like wine, and there's just really not much in between, right? So why is that? Somebody give me a monologue on one.
I don't know if I agree with that. Liked it, I mean, I liked it, and I still like it.
Boy, there are some that don't hold up.
Oh, no,
I agree with that, but usually if I liked it, I still like it, you know? I don't know. Okay.
So there's some that stand up, like, to the test of time. It's not just that you like it. Like, they stand up. Like,
I get it.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I get it. Yeah.
It's still considered like an iconic movie that probably still holds up.
Yes.
Where,
very entertaining.
I don't know, there's a ton of 80s movies that we watch that you're like, yeah, I loved it as a kid. No, it's nostalgic.
Big Trouble in Little China.
That's a great example.
Look who's
talking. Kurt Russell's never done a bad movie. We've had that discussion.
16 Candles.
Yeah. But any Molly Ringwald movie.
Could it be because we watched it when we were of a certain age?
Yes, and that impressionable years.
Yeah. So let me, as an example, in our Val Kilmer tribute episode, we talk about Top Secret.
Yes.
And how much we liked it. Kelly watched it after the fact, and he said it was terrible. For the first time as an adult, and he's like, that's terrible.
Yeah. But I will say that I think if I watched it back then in the 80s when I was a kid, I might have thought it was awesome. But I don't know.
Well, that was
musical stuff.
You know,
yeah.
But that was kind of the humor at that time. And at least that was like, you know, that's slapstick, I don't even know how to describe it, between like that or Naked Gun, that type, you know, that Zucker Brother style.
Sure.
I mean,
that was the comedy at the time.
My take on most 80s movies is like, you know, it uses the humor and there's a lot of things that you said then that you can't say now.
Definitely.
But that we were just accustomed to.
Yes.
But there was always a sort of a lesson. Dad was giving a lesson to his kids about this stupid stuff that they did.
Sure.
Or just extreme goofy stuff like Big Trouble in Little China. I mean, it was just a crazy story that you just thought was awesome as a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, also, I think you had John Hughes,
yes,
Steven Spielberg,
yep,
in their prime,
George Lucas.
Yeah, yes. George Lucas starting, and yeah. So, I mean, I think that's also, I mean, not that they're, I mean, there's amazing filmmakers today, but I mean, they're, you know, Spielberg's probably on the Mount Rushmore of movie directors.
Rob Reiner?
I think so.
Yeah, Rob Reiner. I mean, there's just,
James Cameron was getting started.
Absolutely, yeah. Terminator movies, and so that plays a part, but and I'm not trying to downplay current, you know, directors. It just seemed to be the perfect mix.
Yeah, but you can also attest, and I agree with you guys, if for the most part, if you watched Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, I'm not even 100% sure that still was in the 80s. But have you seen that recently?
That's the worst one. It's the worst one. We're including the new ones.
But I don't know.
So George Lucas.
Temple of Doom sucked, in my opinion.
A numshiba.
George Lucas, he didn't have any faith, really, in the first Star Wars. So when it premiered, he was actually with Steven Spielberg in Hawaii. And so he had no faith, so he didn't even care about the premiere. Sure. So they were in Hawaii, and that's when they wrote the first Indiana Jones
movie. No kidding.
How about that story? Yeah. And that you say they don't have any faith, meaning they're not spiritual, or they didn't believe that Star Wars.
He didn't think it was going to do well.
Lucas didn't think it was going to do well.
How about
that? He said he skipped the premiere and went to Hawaii.
He's in Hawaii with Steven Spielberg, and so that's when they wrote the first Indiana Jones. That was a great little story, I thought.
That is a hot story. Yeah.
I know. I'm trying to think of an example of what you think is a great 80s movie. Great. That doesn't hold up.
Better Off Dead. Oh, that holds up. Never mind.
No.
Ski Patrol.
But I'm saying, no, I said great. I said great. 90? Like we say, Ferris Bueller's Day Off is a great 80s movie.
Goonies
is a great 80s movie. That still holds up.
E.T.? Yeah,
you're right. So E.T. still holds up, though. I'm saying, can you think of one that you would say is a great movie that doesn't really hold up from the 80s?
Top Secret.
that's a personal favorite.
No, I know.
Well,
no.
Yeah, and you also have, right, with all the advances in technology, you look at special effects, especially looking backwards, and if you've never seen the movie, that has to impact on some level when you're like, boy, that's really cheesy looking.
Correct.
I would kind of like to look at decades, because I think the 80s has a ton of movies that stand the test of time, and compare that to like the 90s or the 2000s. What movies you consider are those, you know, once in a generation type movie.
Okay.
Or once in a decade type movie. Like Titanic, obviously, is one of those that would be in the late 90s, I think, if I recall,
96.
You know, but, you know, thinking of the 80s, how many of those movies are like these hold up? You know,
there's several.
Not just blockbuster, but you know what I'm saying? Like, again, a generational type movie.
Yeah. I feel like the standard for acting was different back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And as you watch them now, you think it was better?
Oh, yeah.
No, the 80s had a lot more goofy movies, in my opinion.
No, the 80s, I don't think anybody knew how to act. They just picked people off the street.
Right.
And, like, bring your buddy.
That's what I'm saying. Take Kelly's favorite movie, Footloose, right?
Oh, I mean,
if you pay attention to the acting.
Don't you put my name on that.
It's rough, man.
Tell you what,
Footloose,
John Lithgow carries that movie.
Yes, he does.
Phenomenal in that.
Yes, he does.
Everything he's ever done, I think.
I thought it was Chris Penn.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, tear for the boy.
Tear for the boy. That's right. All right. Anybody got any final thoughts on an 80s movie? What's your favorite? Okay. Two things. Well, we'll just stick with one. What is there a genre that holds up better than another genre? Horror movies, drama movies,
sports comedy, movies.
In the
sports
80s?
Movies. Sports movies in the 80s were great.
Which one has the highest percentage of movies that still hold up versus which ones have a highest?
I think the most memorable seem to be like rom-coms.
Like horror movies. I'm thinking like family movies like
Harry and the Hendersons.
Well, for example, you know, for example,
cried like a baby. That movie was like 10 years old.
I'm just gonna say John Hughes movies of the 80s.
Yes, that style of movie.
I like that. No doubt.
Yeah, melodrama, teen dramas.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you, Marmalade, Orange or Lady or otherwise, for sending that in. And you have won yourself a coupon code for a free T-shirt from our merchandise store. If you yourself would like to get one, by all means, send us a question. And if we use it on the air, so make it a good one, then we will send you a coupon code to get yourself some dope TUTP merch.
Get it.
Sweet. Okay. All right. Anyway, you find us ultimatetriviapodcast@gmail.com, same website, all the socials. You know how to get a hold of us if you need to. So, okay, Brian, this is your episode. Are we living pop culture-y? What's the idea here?
Mind your business.
Oh, we got a reveal coming. Okay.
You made him wait too long, and I just pissed. He's not happy. He fell asleep. He got sleepy. So
it's a little different, guys.
Cranky,
we're going to do something a little different. So this is called Who Am I?
Okay.
So this the person can be either fictional or real.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you a couple clues in the form of a couple sentences, and you got to guess who I'm talking about.
Oh, I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Fictional or real?
Fictional or real.
I can see a clue right now. Tough. You know, she was Italian or some kind of Spanish. Never supposed to guess this person.
Something weird. I don't know.
Husky.
First name's Bill.
No.
Let's see it. Yeah. All right. Okay. How do you think?
How's this going to lay out exactly? What do you mean? Who am I? How's it work?
So, like I said, so I'll read you a question. It's gonna be a couple sentences, a couple clues.
Okay.
And you got to guess what I'm talking about. And it could be a real person or a fictional character, okay. But they're all well-known popular people.
So it's a sentence. You're not just like reading, like, these are three things.
No. I'm going to give you a couple sentences.
Okay.
And they're going to have some clues in them. And then you got to guess what I'm talking about.
Oh, man.
I like it.
We'll play.
Okay.
Yeah. Trying to mix it up, do a little something different.
Got a synopsis intro, or are we ready to jump
into it? That was it.
I love it.
Do what you're told.
That's right. It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on Who Am I? Delivered by BQ. Here's how it works. He's going to read out some descriptions of a person. Well, you just heard it. That's what he's going to do. We're going to write the answer on our whiteboards. If we get it right, we get a point. Nick, you're on the board?
Yep.
Very good. And if we get it wrong, well, I look forward to that. I'm dying to know what this even looks like. Let's get after it and who ends up on top today. Let's have number one, BQ.
All right, here we go, fellas. You guys ready?
Sure.
All right, question number one. I was born of a bolt and bred in ink. My monster is more famous than me. In an era of candlelight, I sparked the future of science fiction. Who am I?
Okay, we're going to need that about seven more times.
I was born of a bolt and bred in ink. My monster is more famous than me. In an era of candlelight, I spark the future of science fiction. Who am I?
I have no idea.
I wonder how specific you're going to make this.
Got a good lead on this, Nicholas.
Oh, I think so. It's just, you know.
I got the right answer.
I mean, I feel like I should be right.
Wow.
But there's a couple things in there that maybe not sure which side of the fence I should land
on. There's one clue in there that gave me the answer.
Yeah.
In my mind.
Can I have it again, please?
You sure can, I guess. I like you. Man. I was born of a bolt and bred in ink. My monster is more famous than me. In an era of candlelight, I sparked the future of science fiction. Who am I?
I don't know. I'm not going to get there.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, let's reveal. Andy has Thor. Nick has Frankenstein. Scott has Victor Frankenstein. And Kelly has Dr. Frankenstein. Unfortunately, we have no correct answers.
It is the monster.
Is it the author?
No, it's the author.
Correct answer is Mary Shelley.
Oh,
the author.
An English novelist best known for writing Frankenstein or the modern Prometheus. A groundbreaking work of science fiction and gothic literature. She was also an essayist, biographer, and editor.
So I was considered like maybe he's talking about the author.
Right.
Because you said, you know, my monster is more famous than I am.
Yeah.
But I had no idea who the author was.
Oh.
Well, I knew who, I know who the author is, but I just...
You knew it was Mary Shelley?
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard the name, but you knew
I knew Mary Shelley, but when you said my monster is more famous than me, because everybody calls him Frankenstein, the monster Frankenstein.
Yes,
that's Dr. Right. Frankenstein.
Yeah. Frankenstein's monster is who he is.
I will say this. That is probably the toughest question I have.
I'm hoping so, because it usually is
probably the toughest question I have, honestly.
I was pretty nervous.
Well, I thought that was more of a layup. So, you know, it was Frankenstein. But,
that's probably the toughest question.
Tough answer.
That's a tough question. Okay.
So in the question, what differentiates it from the author and Victor Frankenstein?
Well, and also because it said born of bolt and bred of ink, like breeding of ink. So that's what you're right. That's what's written about. That's correct. Why, again, the character could make sense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I got you.
I'm not picking it apart, but yeah, I don't know what strictly diverse.
That's probably the toughest one, honestly.
Okay.
To be honest. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, right.
Maybe.
Yeah. But I can see what you're saying. Yeah. It's not definitive. Like it's not black and white.
Writing it is because I think if you're.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you say I wrote it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would have been like, who was the author of this or something? But yeah, I'm with you. But that kind of gives it away. Go ahead, B. You're doing great.
All right. You guys ready for number two?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. They said I never smiled, yet I led an empire to laughter. My mustache, cane, and a waddle were my tools. Silent, but never ignored. Who am I?
Oh, man, I don't get poetry. Okay, so can we just define this a little more clearly?
No, because I got it.
You guys are all writing so fast.
Oh, I thought I had the last one, too.
Really struggle here. Obviously, I need it like five times.
I'll read it again.
Can I get it on a piece of paper or something?
They say I never smiled, yet I led an empire to laughter. My mustache, a cane, and a waddle were my tools. silent, but never ignored. Who am I?
I like these questions.
Yeah, it's great.
The first one, I think, could have been more clear.
First one made me nervous.
Yeah.
Like, no. I might have trouble, but no, I like it. I like the variety.
Yeah, no, I dig it, because at first I was thinking it was just going to be like three clues or something like that. So the fact that it's a sentence and, you know, it plays with the words, I dig it.
It's almost a riddle.
It's almost a riddle, yeah.
Yeah.
Riddle me this.
I got nothing here, man.
Right. You guys about ready? Ready to reveal?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's do it. Andy has Franklin D. Roosevelt. Nick, Scott, and Kelly all have Charlie Chaplin. The correct answer is not Franklin D. Roosevelt.
No, it's not.
And it is Charlie Chaplin.
Absolutely, the moment I saw it.
Charlie Chaplin was a British actor, comedian, filmmaker, and composer who became one of the most iconic figures in the history of cinema, especially during the silent film era.
You ever seen the movie with Robert Downey Jr.?
I have not.
I haven't.
Not bad. Not bad. Okay. Yeah. At first, I actually wrote Charlie Chaplin.
Would you have given it to him, B?
No, I would not have. No, last name has to be correct, I think. Yeah, misspelling,
pretty important.
If I would have wrote Chaplin and spelled it with an O or instead of an I or something,
What if I would have wrote Chuck Chaplin?
Chucky.
Yeah, what was his real name? That's a common question, I feel like.
Oh.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
Didn't go that deep.
I don't remember.
Oh, okay, my bad. I don't clearly
remember. Maybe it is Charlie Chaplin.
I don't know the answer.
Is it Charlie Chaplin?
Charles?
Oh, well, sure.
Good.
Chucky.
Chucky, I like that. Chucky Chaplin.
Nick, the silent movie that you and your wife decided to try.
Wings. Best movie, 1929.
Is he in that?
No, he's not in it. Just because of the silent film. Like, not all silent film people are the same, Andy.
I'm pretty sure you're wrong. Okay.
Your prejudice is showing.
Right. I'm just saying.
Charles Spencer Chaplin.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Good luck, Chuck.
All right. Pete. You guys ready for number three?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, let's hop in. My ideas split atoms and shook the world. Though I beg they wouldn't be used this way, I'm the face of relativity and the conscience of physics. Who am I?
All right.
Pretty quick to the boards. I'll read it one more time. My ideas split atoms and shook the world. Though I beg they wouldn't be used this way, I'm the face of relativity and the conscience of physics.
Oh, wait a minute.
Who am I?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, let's reveal, boys. We got Albert Einstein all the way around, and that is correct. You were all correct.
Put Oppenheimer down. Sorry, Albert. When you said shook the world, yeah. I was like, I stopped for a second when he said it the second time. Yeah. I was like, ooh.
That was my initial thought.
The whole relativity thing.
Albert Einstein was a German-born theoretical physicist who developed the theory of relativity, one of two pillars of modern physics. He is best known for the equation E equals mc squared. Anybody know what that means?
Kelly does.
Kevin? Yeah. Kevin? What you got?
Energy equals mass times a constant squared.
That's it.
Any constant.
But usually energy equals mass times the speed of light squared.
Yeah.
Sure.
Which is a constant.
Is a constant. So there you go.
186,000 miles per second. 186,242, I think.
Wow.
236 toothpicks. 236 toothpicks.
It was a tiebreaker.
That's Ryan, you're not allowed to use that as a tiebreaker anymore.
All right. So we are moving on to number four. So though I never ruled, I'm revered as a king. My dreams echo beyond Washington and into eternity. Who am I?
One more time?
Yep. Though I never ruled, I'm revered as a king. My dreams echoed beyond Washington and into eternity. Who am I?
All right. I think I'm on the right track, man.
Hmm.
These are poetic.
Yeah.
You write these yourself, man? These are great.
Obviously.
Wax poetic.
I don't know. I'm throwing a dart.
Wow.
I feel okay.
You ready?
Okay.
I don't know.
What do you got? You guys all ready? You got something? Let's reveal. Let's go. Andy, Nick, Scott, Kelly, all the way around, we are correct. It is Martin Luther King Jr.
I like plays on words.
So Martin Luther King Jr. was an American Baptist minister, civil rights leader, and Nobel Peace Prize laureate, who became the most visible spokesperson for nonviolent activism and then the American Civil Rights Movement during the 50s and 60s.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, this era you know a lot about, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You know, the Nobel Peace Prize was named after Alfred Nobel, and he's the guy who invented dynamite or TNT. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I did just hear that fact.
It's never yeah. peaceful.
Yeah. Well, no, that's true. It's crowd control, I guess.
Protesters.
That's right.
All right, boys, we're ready for number 5.
Yep.
Here we go.
Fictional, yet my deduction was legendary. I never lived, yet my address is one of the most visited in literature. Who am I?
Literature.
Fictional, yet my deduction was legendary. I never lived, yet my address is one of the most visited in literature. Yes. Who am I?
Yes, yes, yes. Mm. Okay.
All right.
Took me a minute. I went the other way at first.
Yeah. Oh.
Took the long way around.
Yeah.
And we have Sherlock Holmes all the way around. Good job, boys. Sherlock Holmes is the world's most famous fictional detective, created by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle in 1887. He is known for his razor-sharp intellect, unmatched powers of observation, and his pioneering use of forensic science.
Yeah.
Another show you guys watch yet? Have you seen
that? No,
but the one Benedict Cumberbatch?
Very good.
Yeah. Very good.
Very good. And I like the movies with Robert Downey Jr. as well.
Yes, those are very good.
I wish they would have done more, honestly. They're really good.
What's the address?
Oh,
Bakersfield or something.
Baker Street. Anybody know the number? Street.
It's like 121?
215.
21A?
221.
227?
221.
I don't have it, but I love that you're all looking at me. Right.
What a jerk.
I know it's Baker Street, and but I don't.
Is it? And it's also like, isn't it like
221B or something? 221B?
Yeah, 221B Baker Street.
Brian,
I was enjoying watching all you guys.
Yeah, you almost got it.
It's 221B.
There you go.
Also, like we talked about the TV show and the movie before we talked about the book. By the way,
I read one of the books. They're pretty good.
I haven't watched the book yet. Yeah.
I haven't watched the book.
That's funny.
You haven't listened to it yet?
Not either.
I'll only listen to the book if Benedict
Cumberbatch is reading it to me.
That's pretty good, though.
That's 5.
That's 5.
Let's get a score check there, Nick.
All right. Andy's got 3, and we have a 3-way tie for first between myself, Kelly, and Scotty. We all have 4.
Right where I want you, baby.
It's a tight race.
Very good, very good. All right, boys, question number 6. My voice shook the radio waves before war ever did. My tale of Martians fooled the nation, or so they say. Who am I?
Oh, yep.
My voice shook the radio waves before war ever did. My tale of Martians fooled the nation, or so they say. Who am I?
I can tell you everything but the name. I can tell you everything you need to know about this but the name. Why can't I come up with it?
Scott, do you have it?
I think so. Pressure's on.
Can you read the question one more time?
Yeah, for you, I can.
Sure, thank you. I appreciate that, man.
My voice shook the radio waves before war ever did. My tale of Martians fooled the nation, or so they say. Who am I?
Yeah. Nothing for you either, Nick.
Well, I wrote down a name. It's not right.
It's going to be mad. In, Doctor. You were so quick to the board.
I mean, it's just the name that popped in my head, but I definitely can't say I'm 100%.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
Okay. All right, boys, let's reveal.
All right. Oh, yep, Kelly's ready. Okay.
That's it.
We got E.B. Du Bois, Howard Cosell, Orson Welles.
Jules Verne.
The correct answer is Orson Welles.
Yes, it is. Dang it.
That's what I was trying
War of the Worlds,
yep.
Yeah.
Orson Welles was an American filmmaker, actor, writer, and radio producer, renowned for his innovative work in theater, radio, and film. The War of the Worlds was a radio drama released in 1938, and he also directed and starred in Citizen Kane, 1941.
Did not know that.
Panicked the world, right?
That's
what they say.
People that tuned in that didn't realize it
was
fiction.
It was real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I kept trying to think of a name, and like an H-O name kept popping in my head. Like I could not get to, I knew Howard Cosell wasn't right, but I could not get to that name.
Horatio.
I mean, I was pretty sure it was him, but I still had a doubt that it wasn't.
Yeah. Good job.
As soon as you saw it. Done. As soon as I saw it.
All right, boys. Question number 7. Once imprisoned, I walked free to lead. My struggle became a symbol. My forgiveness, a revolution. Who am I?
Nice.
Once imprisoned, I walked free to lead. My struggle became a symbol. My forgiveness, a revolution. Who am I?
Carry the one. Got it.
This is like history and wordplay and everything.
Great
man.
Spread. Great potpourri. We could revisit this topic 1,000 times and never make a duplicate. This is a great.
All right, Brian.
I like the way this is done.
999 to go.
That's right. You're going to become known as the writing. Who am I guy.
We all got something down?
Yeah.
Let's reveal. Andy, Nick, and Nelson Mandela. This guy is Johnny Cash. And we got, who you got there? Gagne?
Gagne.
The correct answer is Nelson Mandela.
Yeah, baby. Ah, Scott, idiot.
Yeah, we've been.
So Nelson Mandela was a South African anti-apartheid revolutionary, political leader, and philanthropist. He led the fight against apartheid in South Africa's system of institutionalized racism, segregation, and discrimination.
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
And released from prison twice.
What's the walking connection? Isn't that in the question?
Yeah, he said something about walking.
Yeah, that's what I was.
They walked.
Yeah, you were thinking walk the places. Line.
No, I just didn't know what the,
yeah.
I don't know. Did
the
he
poetry
walk?
Of it.
I think that one was a little vague.
There's nothing about, he said I walked free to lead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once imprisoned, I walked free to lead.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. I thought it was obvious.
That was a little vague for
plain as day. It's the first name that
you might as well just say, my name is Nelson.
That's funny.
How do you think he got from A to B?
I was played by Morgan Freeman.
I'm not doubting the question. I was trying to understand the answer.
Okay. Stick to Orson Welles.
Okay.
All right, boys, moving on to question number 8. Though I never painted a smile, mine is the most famous in the world. My creator never explained me. Mystery is my charm. Who am I?
Nick. Quick.
I hit the table.
Yeah. So excited.
I hope I'm right.
I'll give one more time.
Okay.
Though I never painted a smile, mine is the most famous in the world. My creator never explained me. Mystery is a charm. Who am I?
Mystery is a charm.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, let's reveal.
Okay, yeah.
We got the Mona Lisa all around, and that is correct.
Yeah, I'm getting the hang of these, baby.
Seen it.
So Mona Lisa is a famous portrait painting by who?
Leonardo
da Vinci.
Thank you.
Or DiCaprio.
Painted between 1503 and 1506, and it was possibly continued until 1517, and is now housed in which museum in Paris? Anybody?
The Louvre.
Oh, there you go. Fantastic.
Again, been there.
Spell it, Nick.
Louvre.
Yeah. Good job. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. All right, so we are through 8.
French.
We are through 8. Nick, score check.
Score check. Andy and Kelly with 5. Scotty, myself with 6.
Oh, it's a hot race.
Tight race. Everybody's in the mix.
I like it. Race.
I'm on a 4-way tie.
That's, yes.
That would be epic.
I would hate it.
Right. He's got a rough.
Then I lose three people in a tiebreaker.
He has a rough tiebreaker.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. You boys ready for question number 9?
Yeah.
Bring it.
This is about as easy as it gets.
Oh, uh-oh.
It's where I shank it.
Yeah.
I was born under the pen of a woman who hid behind initials. I studied at Hogwarts and fought a serpent, but I'm no Slytherin. Who am I? One more time because I fouled it up a little bit. I was born under the pen of a woman who hid behind initials. I studied at Hogwarts and fought a serpent, but I'm no Slytherin. Who am I?
I know one word of that whole sentence. I'm at a disadvantage.
And I wonder, but...
No, that was my question.
There's like one possible character?
Yeah.
But maybe?
We'll find out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody got an answer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's reveal. Yeah. And we got Harry Potter across the board, and everybody is correct.
All right.
It's Harry Potter.
So, no, the reason I said that is there another character that fought a snake or whatever?
No.
No? He's the only one.
Fought a correct. Snake?
That's correct.
Serpent.
Serpent.
Serpent. Okay.
All those movies, and only one person fought a snake, I find that hard to believe.
Yeah. Serpent.
I mean, doesn't seem very realistic. People are fighting snakes all the time.
Scott has a serpent. Scott has a problem with you saying snake. It's a serpent, apparently.
Serpent. I don't
care. Difference? Come on. Okay, what's the difference? Yeah,
what's the difference?
Well, you know what a snake is.
A serpent usually, I thought
not
I did.
A snake. What a is serpent it? Is a
if you broader, say if you say snake-like creature, I'm going to lose my mind.
Is a broader term.
Tell me a difference between
can a lizard be a serpent?
It could be, but like there's like a serpent in the sea, right? They have old tails of.
Yeah, there's no snakes in the water.
There are sea snakes.
All right,
well, I understand. Now,
Brian, bring this back on the road, man. We're getting off track.
It's Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
All right, so Harry Potter is the main character in a famous fantasy book series written by J.K. Rowling. The story follows Harry, a young wizard, as he attends Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry and battles against the dark wizard Voldemort.
All right. So a serpent. You're not supposed to say that.
Yeah. A serpent is a more poetic and more metaphorical context and delivers a specific negative connotation, where a snake isn't necessarily.
So you're saying there's absolutely no difference.
So the snake in the Garden of Eden was a serpent.
There you go.
It's the same thing. But at the end of the day, all it's saying it's not actually saying it's not a snake.
If it was the same thing, they wouldn't have a different word for it.
A serpent could have
the English language. We have words that we don't use.
A serpent could have legs. A serpent could have wings.
Can they?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a poetic.
Sure. Why not?
Sure. Whatever.
More of a mythical creature.
There you go.
Okay.
So like hogwash.
Sound like Hogwarts. Yeah. Sound like Scott went to Hogwarts.
Well done.
Bravo.
He learned all his hogwash at Hogwarts.
All right, boys. We got a tight race coming in the final question. Yeah. I like it. I like it. So question number 10. You guys ready for this? Mm-hmm. I sang from the balcony and died in disguise. My tale is told in areas in tears. My name shouted by lovers and echoed in tragedy. Who am I?
Again, please.
I sang from the balcony and died in disguise. My tale is told in areas in tears. My name shouted by lovers and echoed in tragedy. Who am I?
Yeah, the last parts didn't help me much. That
I feel good.
I don't know. The last hint, the lovers shouting in tragedy. I don't know.
Okay,
sang from the.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Would you like me to read it one more time?
One more time.
Did you say it's Beyonce?
you didn't say if this was fiction or nonfiction, did you?
You didn't
say that. Okay.
I sang from the balcony and died in disguise. My tale is told in areas in tears. My name shouted by lovers and echoed in tragedy. Who am I?
I don't know.
Hang on. Give me a beat. There it is.
Sorry.
Oh, I thought we kept going.
Record scratch.
That's all I know how to do. Anybody think they were a decent beatboxer back in the day?
You just heard that awesomeness.
Well, I mean, you're a little rusty after 30 years.
I can't. Wait, that's.
I have an answer, and I think it's right.
Nick is.
I'm going to contest
it. I know who it is.
It's.
Oh,
five.
Just go.
I'm
not mad.
Let's reveal. We got Juliet, Frida, Romeo, and Eva Peron.
Eva Peron.
No, it's the...
The correct answer is Romeo Montague.
Oh, Romeo. Oh. He's not on the balcony. Is he?
At some point.
No, Juliet's on the balcony.
Romeo Montague is the young romantic hero of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. He's passionate, impulsive, and deeply in love with Juliet. Despite the bitter feud between their families, he secretly marries her. His intense emotions and rash decisions lead to a tragic consequences in the story.
And he's in disguise when he dies.
Correct.
That's the key right there.
He's in disguise when he
dies? Yeah, he's dressed as a Capulet or whatever, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Like this... Yeah,
but I don't think he was on the balcony. He climbed up to her on the balcony.
Right,
right.
Well, so he was still on the balcony involved,
and she sang down to him.
He never said she.
What's that?
He never said she.
I sang from the balcony and died in disguise.
Died in disguise is the big part right there. Julia did die in disguise.
Well, I took that more poetically as she faked her death.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So died in disguise.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you this right now. You didn't get
either way, we only have one correct answer, and that's Mr. Queener.
I'm pretty sure I'm right.
You're right, Romeo?
Under a protest. We're going to play this tiebreaker.
No.
I'm feeling the love, Nick.
And we have a winner.
Yeah. Scotty.
Let's get the final. Scotty is the winner. Nick, let's get a final score check.
Yeah, so Andy and Kelly had 6. I had 7. Doc comes out with an 8. Nice.
Pains Andy to hit that. Just go.
Good job, Scotty. Good job, Scotty.
I'm actually most upset that I missed the first one.
What was that? I can't remember the first one.
The Frankenstein Mary Shelley one.
I think the wording on that one was slightly different than the rest of them as far as the who you were asking for.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think it mentioned writing.
And Born in blood, like, written in ink.
Written in ink is would have given it away.
No, it was anyway, it was good. I liked it.
If that would have been a later question, I think it might have been, you would have got the contents of the clues, maybe.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Andy's mad.
He doesn't like to lose.
He just looked at me.
What are we closing out with here? Can we move on? Get this over with. Oh, nice job, Doctor. Yeah. Oh, gracious in victory, gracious in defeat.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay.
But I can pretend. I can make it till I make it.
You're a really good actor. Yeah, you're a really good actor.
Much like Juliet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. On a balcony. I'm on a balcony.
In disguise.
There it is.
All right, boys, that wraps up Who Am I Trivia. Scott, congratulations. Got the win tonight. So I'll hand it back to Andy.
Before you go, that was a good one. I liked it.
You know,
Something different.
It's different. Yeah. Definitely different.
Yeah.
You really threw me with the whole poetic intro. I was expecting 3 facts about, you know, explaining.
Yes.
No, I liked it, but there were a couple.
Oh, I don't hate it.
No, there were a couple questions I think could have been a little more specific.
What you're
looking for, you know. Part of that lies in the riddle of it.
Yeah, I like it as the start of, you know, possible future episodes, because you could go more, like, if you want to go historical, you don't have to even do such a poetic sentence. You could be like, you know, just be kind of spitting out facts, which I know you're big on history. So I think you opened up a great can of worms with that style.
It'll be a good repeatable topic because you can go in so many directions with it.
It was interesting.
Yeah. I liked it.
Some of us are cultured.
Yeah. Right.
Would you take it, if you wrote one to any of you, would you try to take it more topic specific, or do you like the potpourri of it all?
Either way.
I like the potpourri personally.
I did too.
But I think I'd be cool with some genre specific. Yeah.
Only movie.
But it was fun either way.
It's just going genre specific. It's much easier to write.
Yeah. Well, I was just trying to make something different.
And you're more likely to be able to guess an answer. You can hey, I'm going to go along these topic lines and I can.
That's true.
Yeah.
Now, the potpourri of it is a little more difficult.
Yeah.
But you could keep it broad. Like you could do fictional or you could do non. Okay, that's broad. Yeah. That's really broad.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. No, it was different than I was expecting, and it was great. Good job.
Yeah, in a good way. Yeah, in a good way.
There you go. Props.
I don't know. Applause are necessary.
That was a golf clap. Relax. Clap.
All right. Well, listen, we need some topics. If you have any specific requests, we'd encourage you to reach out to us either individually or as a show.
Yeah. You can hit any one of our social media sites and request us to write a topic.
I wouldn't say we need topics. I got pages of topics.
You're right. I've got like 2
We
dozen
don't need,
episodes.
But it wouldn't hurt.
No, but I'm open to topics.
We want to know what you want to hear.
Here's
your homework, listener. We need questions of the week. We need some brain bombs for us to each individually deliver.
Okay, we don't need. We like them. We would like them.
We would.
You sound needy. You sound very needy. We need this. Our show's falling apart.
Nick, give him a hug. He just needs a hug.
Original ideas. We're copying too much.
What he means is he's open. We're open to suggestions.
Yes,
that is exactly what
we do want to hear. What you want to hear?
Yes, we would very much.
We don't need it
from you.
All right.
Sorry,
just
man.
Just saying.
Boy, I touched a nerve.
Have some
there.
Pride. Yeah.
Can we unplug Nick's mic, please?
You control the board.
Oh, okay. Turning him down now.
I don't think you should have told
him that. I'm done with this. Wrap it up.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. Please subscribe. Leave us those messages. Until then, keep your brains sharp and your bellies light.
Hey, trivia fans, we're excited to partner with Warrior Logo Wear, a veteran-owned company bringing you exclusive Ultimate Trivia Podcast apparel. No minimum orders, just high quality gear so you can rep your love for trivia and style. You can shop now at The Ultimate Trivia Podcast through a link on our website, or you can customize your own clothing at www.warriorlogowear.com.